For the coming year, the bill is close to what new Democratic Governor Laura Kelly wants, adding around $90 million in funding. But it eliminates future spending increases already in state law, and that concerns Mark Tallman with the Kansas Association of School Boards.
I think it raises more questions. I think it is likely a step backward.
Tallman says deleting the planned funding increases creates potential legal problems in the school funding lawsuit.
We think it is much farther away from wrapping up the school finance issue.
Republican leaders want to focus more on how schools spend the money and approve a plan they know the state can afford. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda at the State House.